There's been a worldwide ban on the international sale of rhino horns for 40 years. So why has South Africa legalized the sale within its borders? That country has 80% of the world's hugely endangered rhino population. But a court removed a moratorium on the domestic rhino horn trade earlier this year. As Peter Granitz reports from the capital, Pretoria, one rhino farmer hopes to auction some of his stockpiled rhino horn, in part to save rhinos. But not everyone sees it that way.
Rhino breeder John Hume has scheduled an online auction for about 1,000 pounds of his stockpiled rhino horn. It's slated to begin next week. And since the price of rhino horn rivals that of gold, Hume may just cash in on a winning bet. He owns more rhinos than any other person in the world, at least 1,300. On his 8,000-hectare breeding ranch in the northwest province of South Africa, dehorned rhinos roam in wide-open pens like cattle. Electric fencing surrounds the property. Armed anti-poaching teams patrol the land on foot and from above in helicopters. Hume would not speak with NPR for this story, but I visited him at his farm last year, and he said he needs to make some money to keep it going.
What I'm doing here is not sustainable. 10 years ago, my security cost me nothing.
And he predicted he'd go belly up if he couldn't sell horn to defray his costs within 5 years.
And when I run out of money, this poachers will obviously have a field day.
In 2009, facing spiking poaching numbers, the South African government suspended the local sale of horn. The moratorium failed to control poaching, and earlier this year, a local court ended the ban. There were 529 rhinos illegally killed in the first 6 months of this year in South Africa, slightly down from last year. South Africa has fewer than 25,000 rhinos, and about one-third of those are privately owned. Rhino horn is made of keratin, just like human fingernails. And like fingernails, it grows back. So private rhino owners cut the horn every few years and stockpile it. Hume says one of his rhinos can produce as much as 175 pounds of horn throughout its 40-year lifespan. But a poached rhino, one killed for one batch of horn, only feeds the market about 10 pounds. And Hume says he could stop the poaching. All he needs to do is flood the market with his legally harvested horn and drive down the price.
If we dumped 5 or 6 ton of rhino horn in Vietnam every year, would it increase the poaching in the Kruger National Park?
He says no, that it would decrease poaching. But conservationists worry the local sale would undermine the decades-old ban on the international trade in rhino horn. Many in Asia believe rhino horn cures a range of ailments, from headaches to infertility. It's also a status symbol like diamonds and gold. And Mornay Duplessis, the CEO of the World Wild Fund for Nature in South Africa, says there's no domestic demand for rhino horn, and he worries it'll go onto the international market.
You've got to be a speculator or somebody with intentions to do something that you're not allowed to do.
Like smuggle the horn out of South Africa to Vietnam and China, which even John Hume admits has happened with horn he's sold. The near certainty that some horn will slip under the radar has conservationists and the government concerned that it makes regulation even more difficult. The government has not yet granted any permits to would-be buyers. And the environment minister has expressed her frustration with the auction's website. It can be translated into Chinese and Vietnamese. For NPR News, I'm Peter Granitz in Pretoria.
So, a controversy that wildlife conservationists are keeping an eye on while mourning one of their superstars. According to officials in Tanzania, Wayne Lauder, the founder of the anti-poaching PAMS Foundation, was in a taxi in Dar es Salaam when his car was stopped, the door opened, he was shot to death, possibly an assassination by poachers.